The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Getting it on, thank you very much. Putting a little muscle to our mouths, a muscle to the conversation. Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, September 11th, Friday, September 11th, Tuesday, September 11th. What about September 11th? There is an argument that I can make that it may have been the most important day of my broadcasting career. I think about what we were doing. Roberta Fasanelli, who's been a regular part of this program for 20 some odd years, was on the air. We looked at the video as it came up quickly, and she said, "That looks like a small plane may have crashed into the tower." And we started talking about the skyline in New York, how clear and beautiful the sky was, a beautiful blue sky. How would someone in a plane have gotten so lost that they couldn't see the World Trade Tower? It seemed impossible. And that conversation only went on for a little while, because then we went to doing a movie report with Chuck Curry, and then the news at the top of the hour, and then I came back again, and just as I came back on the air in that next hour, at that moment when I still remember, I mean, I've been saying 7 past the hour, when we start the program, I always open the hour with it's 7 past the hour. Kenny, have you ever known me to open an hour any differently than that? I don't think I've ever.
No.
Doing this program, I'm going into my 28th year of doing Good Day next month. And I don't think I've ever started an hour other than saying it was 7 past the hour.
Only those times when you might have been coming back a little late and it was 8 past the hour.
Right. But I still say, even when I'm late, it's 7 past the hour. Because I don't want to give credit to those people. Look, he's late. All right, so as I remember saying that, I remember looking at a screen and saw what had happened. You could see a little bit of the, you know, at that point you could see a little bit of that second plane, the United plane, coming in. You could see that. And so I remember the fellow who was supposed to be on the air after me, Alan Nathan, in the next hour, called shortly after that. I think we put him on the air, Richie, if I'm not mistaken.
He was caught in traffic and saw the plane.
Well, Kenny was in the traffic there, too. Yeah. Kenny was working across the street before he came to work for us. He was working across the street from the Pentagon.
In Crystal City.
And you heard the boom.
Yeah. It was so weird. We were getting all kinds of... There wasn't the 24/7 news then like it is now, and there were no smartphones. We were getting all kinds of reports of fake reports of different attacks.
Yeah.
And then we heard the boom at the Pentagon.
Mm. So, thinking about what we were doing on the air, I remember the phone lines were jammed. Imagine, because Roberta was in New York, and she's looking at this, and we can remember the horror in her voice. I think you have some of that audio there, Richie.
It's in my office.
Maybe we'll do some of it in the next hour when Roberta's here. Mm. But it took me a while to realize the scope, the breadth of what was happening.
No, you hit it pretty quickly.
Did I? I just am thinking back to how...
When the second... Roberta and I were watching it on TV, the first plane, and we were all just like, wow, look at that. Oh, my goodness,
a plane. A small little plane that crashed into the building, that kind of stuff.
And then when you saw the second... You were the first one that went, we're under attack.
Yeah. All right. I was trying to remember how early on I said that. And so I stayed on the air for a couple more hours.
It was the second plane, yeah.
Yeah. And I just think that the things that you're tested as a broadcaster under circumstances like that.
You know, it's funny because Ken reminded me of, you know, here at the network, we just, you know, stayed all day and we had a news guy in and going through all the different shows, and you stayed on for a few hours and we bring the news guy in. And I remember because I was sitting in the control room and people were bringing in stories and information. And after about 15 minutes, I just stopped and turned and I said, whoa, there is a lot of garbage flying in here right now.
Yep.
A lot of false information.
Bad witnesses, that has not bad been journalism. Vetted. Yeah, right.
Only come to me with information that you know has been vetted, because there's a lot of wild stuff just coming in here right now.
Yep.
And I will never forget that. And then the other thing I'll never forget is driving home 12, 13 hours later, like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, going over the bridge from Washington, D.C. into Virginia and looking to my left, and the Pentagon was still on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, the traffic was unbelievable. I remember that. So
it was empty.
Yeah. Well, everybody had gone home by then. Yeah,
it was
right.
Good. Yeah. D.C. was a ghost town. We walked over to the White House at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They wouldn't let you get anywhere close to it, but there was tumbleweed going down Pennsylvania Avenue.
I remember thinking, maybe I thought it last year, because last year, for whatever the reason, I didn't want to pay much attention to it last year, and I guess I wasn't going to pay much attention to it this year until I realized in the last hour I had not thought about this. A month ago, I made a plane reservation to fly from Boston to L.A. Guess where I'm going?
Today.
Yeah.
Same flight.
No, that was a morning flight. I'm going the afternoon flight.
Okay.
But it really, Kenny sort of said, well, it makes sense because it's not something that you're fanatic about, and I'm not full of fear. And I was back and forth. Meredith and I were talking about it because I hadn't ever, it didn't dawn on me. And she said to me, I said, did you ever think about this before this moment? She said no, and we'll have no more thoughts of that. And
let me ask you this.
Thoughts about it. I get on a plane and I zone out. I feel very comfortable in a plane. I think the first couple of flights I took after that, I was a little apprehensive. But as Kenny said, we're probably more safe flying today than maybe, but knowing those nincompoops at the TSA, whether they pay any more attention or not today, who knows? What did you say? You asked me what? What do you want?
Well, I mean, I wake up this morning and you're kind of checking what's going on in the world, and you look at your Facebook stream and you see all of the never forget posts.
Yep, yep.
And I was like,
loaded with it. Should we be stopping this conversation? Should we not be having this conversation? Hold on a second, Richie. I asked Kara what she was in the fourth grade. What she remembered, Kara, are you close to a microphone? Where is she? She's over on the other side of the glass.
Hey, Kara.
Let her come in.
We're getting production.
Get in a microphone for a minute. I asked her what she remembered about the day. She was in class, in science class, and she said the teacher had them doing busy work, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And they always turned the radio on while the kids were doing their busy work. I'm guessing it was working, doing workbook stuff. And so that was when the announcement came on. You in a microphone position, Kara?
She's sitting down right now. Hold on a second. So do you want to remember every year? I don't want to.
No.
But I think
we need to. I mean, what we do for a living mandates that we have to talk about it. I think about the broadcasters that I know who are still around now, who were around then, and that number is getting fewer and fewer and fewer. There are fewer of us left on the air who actually experienced that and talked about it on the air. And so I think that's part of historical reference. That's kind of why I wanted to go to Kara to get a historical reference from her point of view and wonder what your children, Richie, who are 12 and 9, right?
11 and 8. Close.
11 and 8. Okay. So what do they know? What are they thinking? What are you telling them or sharing with them about the day? Do they go to school, and are they talking about it in school? It would be
They're
appropriate.
At school, and I honestly, you give my 8-year-old, she's in the second grade, I doubt it.
No.
My 11-year-old, who's in the sixth grade, it is possible, but I would think that they probably bring that next year in middle school. He definitely is aware of it. Juliana knows about it, but Sean is definitely aware of it and understands it, and and doesn't give it a whole lot of thought, but is certainly it's in his brain, and he is aware of it.
All right, so Kara, go back to, just give us a minute or so for the audience that didn't hear your remembrance of that day as a fourth grader.
Well, I remember exactly where I was sitting, as I think most people do. Sitting in my classroom in science, we were doing classwork, and my teacher always turned on music, just so we would have something, you know, in the background if we got bored. And I remember she turned it on in the middle of the broadcast after the first plane had hit. And I didn't know what the Twin Towers were because we lived in Maryland. I'd never been to New York. There wasn't really any reason to know. And just the look of shock on her face, you know, as an adult, you normally kind of think they're supposed to have it under control, and she just didn't know what to do. And then we were listening live when the second plane hit. And I remember going home because everybody was dismissed early, and just seeing it playing on the TV over and over and over again for hours.
So. And then today you'll see it over and over and over and over
again. Oh, yeah. I mean, the TV's on in the other studio, and that's basically all that they're showing.
Yeah, especially CNN.
Yeah, it was scary, I think, especially because I didn't really know what was going on.
What did you think might happen to you? What were you afraid of?
I mean, I didn't think anything specific was going to happen to me. But seeing someone who was an adult and seeing my parents really upset, that was scary. And then watching the TV, I mean, the worst thing you're seeing, people jumping out of buildings.
Do you think that had any long-term effect on you as a fourth grader? The next few years, did you remember it? Did you think about it? Did you process that?
I mean, obviously it affected me on the day of 9/11 over the course of the next few years, but I don't think psychologically it affected me that much.
Okay, so you didn't let it bother you continually then?
Well, because she wasn't being hit in the head like everybody else had been.
Right.
Adults were hit in the head with it over and over and over again. And thanks to CNN and their blarney, it'll be all day long the same thing all day today.
When we were kids, we used to be encouraged to watch the news every night. You can't do that anymore.
No.
Well, it's a horrible place.
Well, I mean, look at that. Think about
sometimes.
All right, but think about some of the other things, Kara. Thanks. Look at the other things that we're focused on, the nuclear deal, all right? Migrants trying to escape the war, the situation with troops in the Middle East from Russia, the situation with this family murder-suicide. Look at what we're surrounded with,
but
day in and day out.
I don't think the world is all that much different. I mean, we still had Vietnam and, you know, everything when we were kids. But now, just in this world of just constant information, where when it bleeds, it leads, whether it be the internet or TV or wherever, I mean, you're just bombarded with just heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Now, where
and
I don't
if you're
think
not-
it was as a kid.
If you're not watching the news, your phone will buzz to tell you that's
right. Right. All right. Food for thought. 20 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
The Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Songs contest. We're going to play three songs or snippets from three different tunes by different artists that have a particular theme in common. There's something about these three songs that connects them or ties them together. Your job is to figure out what that connection is and dial us up at 888-302-3684. Tell us what these songs and or artists have in common. You're going to win a sample pack of Cedarside 100% organic bug spray. And that is a great way for you to make your home pest-free without using chemicals. Super-duper stuff. You can get more information on it by going to cedarside.com or calling 800-842-1464. All right, so here's the first song, Three Doors Down, singing Kryptonite. That's the first one. Next song...
I don't think I'd give the titles on this one.
Well, either that, I think I won't give the titles on the other, and this one or the next one.
Right.
All right, Spin Doctors. Spin Doctors by Betsy Hooker by Crook. You got Three Doors Down, Spin Doctors. Now here's R.E.M. with the third song in the trilogy. My.
Probably the hardest one we've done.
Yes.
You know what, though? One of the best, though, because I love all three of these songs. Love it.
this is one of the few cover songs that R.E.M. released. It was their last single before they broke up. Well, not even broke up. They broke into pop radio with a lot of hits, beginning in August of 87 with The One I Love. I like that one, frankly. So, anyway, this song has been on a couple of TV shows. Glee. Yeah, no, this isn't the one. The other one. The One I Love has been on those TV shows, right?
No, this one.
Oh, this one has been? No. Gee, look at all these people who want to have a shot at
wow.
this.
Wow. People have the answer to this.
Zowie, Maui, Howie, and Cowie. All right, let's
see.
They must
have super special powers.
Yes, I would think they probably have. Here's Michael in El Paso. Michael, I ever talked to you before?
Once before.
What did we do when we talked before?
It was for a song or something like that, one of these songs.
Did you win?
No, I didn't.
Ah, well, here's your second chance to be a winner. What do these songs all have in common?
I'm going to say Superman.
Wow, this guy's really smart. Wow, figured out.
He got in before anybody else.
He did. Kryptonite.
I'm more awake this time.
Yes. Are you really? Okay, that's good. Jimmy Olsen's Blues and Superman. We worked long and hard on this, Michael, to put this together so you could figure it out. So now you're going to be sent a sample pack of Cedarside 100% organic bug spray. A lot of samples of different things that will keep you away from the scorpions and the roaches and the ticks and the mites and the fleas down in El Paso, all right?
Sounds good.
Any of those problems. All right, hold on a second. Carol, we'll talk to you. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Just last week on the Pet Show, I got an interesting call from someone telling me that they have a new baby in the house and the dog is overreacting to the sounds the baby's making. Well, you know, it's very common for dogs and cats to react differently to the sounds in our homes based on the fact that their hearing is so much better than ours, and if something is different, they're going to react to it. So before bringing a baby into your household, it's a good idea to get a recording of every sound the baby can make. In fact, I have them on my website. What you can do is download those, play them at a low volume for the dog or cat, and increase it over a period of time till eventually they're not responding, which will make the arrival of the baby a lot easier. Also, you can do the same thing with thunderstorms. 4th of July, how many dogs and cats panic on the 4th of July? You can do it with firecrackers, thunderstorms, motorcycles next door, diesel trucks. If your dog or cat has a noise phobia, find out what that phobia is, make a recording of it, play it at a low volume, increase it gradually. It's called desensitizing, and all dogs and cats will respond. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, no fear, nothing loathsome going on in our lives today, only the best. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, hopefully the best way for you to involve some of your time each day. I have the best broadcasters with me, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. He's not the best at that, but he's the best at other things.
You know what?
What?
I'm not the best at anything, really.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm really good at a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah.
But I never most of us are the best at anything.
All right, Kenny Kessler, monitoring Facebook.com / Good Day Show on Twitter. Do you know what nomophobia is?
No, fear of Noma. Fear of women named Noma.
Noma, N-O-M-O, phobia, 888-302-3684. What do you need? How do you need help? What help do you need to get over Noma phobia? I'll tell you one thing I'd like to get over. That's all the focus on what heroes there are in football. I think most of the football guys that are getting the attention are scum and more management.
That's nice.
Well, but you know what? All of this stuff, I think we need to spend some time talking about the attention. Look at all the sports radio stations there are. There are cable channels that are loaded with sports, and they're all talking today about the same thing they've been talking about in the main for weeks, Deflategate. The Steelers and the Patriots played last night, and Tom Brady went out to screams and cheers, even though it was raining here in Boston last night. The Patriots won the game.
But, handily.
Yeah. But the whole aura of what's around the Patriots illegally videotaping opponents for the last however many years. Now they're accused of something else, of screwing up what the headsets.
No, it was just a technical difficulties. It wasn't any kind of manipulation of the headsets.
Who said? I'm troubled because your son is of an age,
And a lot of the kids that are around here where I am in Massachusetts and elsewhere around the country, they look up to guys like Brady. And I'm not sure what there is to look up to, frankly.
I'll tell you.
What is there to look up? Why do we look at these guys and think that there's something special?
I heard Brady interviewed. Obviously, the interview wasn't live, but before the game last night on radio, I was driving around running some errands, and I was listening to the local sports station here in D.C., and they were playing an interview. What's-his-face? Gray was interviewing him.
Yeah.
And the guy handles himself. What a pro he was.
Very smooth.
Hey,
on the field and off the field, he's very smooth.
Every question at him that you could throw on him. What do you think about the fact that most NFL fans hate you? You know what? It's just all this stuff.
Yeah.
And every time he came back and he's like, you know what? I have my friends, my family that support me through this whole thing. I'm just going to go out and do the best job I can. And I was like, man, what a pro.
Yep.
And for him to be able to just kind of keep his composure and just really professionally go through that interview, I was impressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't tell
you
he's not
motivated.
He's
the guy
very
gets
smooth.
Up and
you
he
and
works his butt off and he is laser focused.
Okay, but you and I both go through, maybe it's too easy to criticize. He is successful in what he is doing. And there are questions. And oftentimes where there's smoke, there's fire. One says that when thinking about Donald Trump, it seems to me, especially this week, I've been on the Trump bandwagon, and I'm sort of waffling a little. He tried to make a joke about what he said regarding Carly Fiorina, and it still sticks in my craw as being unnecessary, unthoughtful, unprovoked. It was not a smart thing for him to do. Now he's having to go. He says that she talks about him all the time. She never talks about him. She never talks about anybody else. She talks about her plans.
She's very polite.
And that's it.
So
he's making a he's making he's
people,
screwing this up.
You're making the connection between people who do whatever it takes to win.
That's partially where I'm going. Yeah.
Do whatever it takes to win.
So what does that mean, though, in the light of morality? What are we teaching our children? I remember my father said to me once, we were talking about tax returns, and I, for some reason, I don't know why, I was talking about ethics and morality, and I asked him about certain things that I'd known about, and he said, if it's legal, it's moral. I wonder about that.
I wonder about that. Look at those morons down the street here in Washington, D.C.
Make things legal that are completely immoral. I think the whole business about what's going on with, frankly, the Iranians, we have, and it goes back to September 11th, there are a number of dots you can connect on this date as to where we are in the world and what the conditions are that we're dealing with. You can easily connect what's going on in the Middle East, especially with the migrants who are trying to get to Europe, with what happened on this day 14 years ago. We went into Iraq and messed that all up, and that created ISIS, and that's messed up what wasn't already messed up in Syria and other parts of Iraq and other parts of the Middle East. And you can go on and on and on, the Republicans and the Democrats and what they think we ought to be doing to fix things or not. The Russians are now sending troops into Syria. It's a god-awful mess. And we created it. We don't stand up and take credit or whatever. We did. We created this mess.
We weren't the ones.
We just we did not have good leadership then.
We flew planes into the towers and started it
all. Yes, we did. What went on?
Okay, Rosie.
Under the circumstances. No, don't try to do that. Don't pull that stuff. Yourself. The bottom line is that we started screwing around. You can go back to Rumsfeld and to Cheney when they started encouraging the oil stuff that they did, disrupting countries, disrupting people in order to get oil. This is
and
not,
the leaders of every one of those countries begged us to come in and rape them.
Nobody is saying that's not
true. Saudis.
The Saudis, the Iranians,
the Iraqis, every one of them.
We were all over the place trying to pump oil out of there. It wasn't that we were getting the oil. It was how we were going about doing it that frustrated and angered people.
No,
no matter what, progress always has its naysayers. I'm
it
not
was
saying
their
that.
Government
Do
taking
not
advantage
put me in
of their people.
Just a minute,
no, no, no.
Please,
no,
the
no,
no.
Their government
yourself.
Taking advantage of their people.
The government...
And
under
they're
the
mad
circumstance, will you stop it?
No.
I'm not finished with what I'm saying. Yes, you will.
Yes,
I don't
Daddy. I'll go sit in the corner.
Okay, good. Do that. Then you can have your say. Under the circumstances, we've done a lot of things. Now, earlier on, I said that the British, I think it was earlier this week, I've made this point many times, the British, much more so than we, over the time when the British Empire really ruled, remember the old Britannia rules the oceans, Britannia ruled everything. It ruled the Middle East, it ruled Africa, ruled Asia, and they started this mess by cutting up countries. They created the mess in Iraq in the first place, and then it was exacerbated by the oil situation. And then you can go through and watch the dominoes fall. We were not the worst at this. Well, we aren't the best either.
Well,
we had an opportunity to really do some good things. And we haven't done good things. We've done things in the name of oil and the military-industrial complex. We put men and women in harm's way, killed hundreds of thousands of our people and other people unnecessarily. This all goes back to man's need to control. That's what this is all about. Fear, control, the natural tendencies that people have to lord it over others. And that's what we mean. But you look at all of this stuff, and even then, I look at the football world. I'm doing a correlative here between what's going on in the football world.
All this from Tom Brady.
Well, but it's about what people do versus what they say. And, you know, we go back to, I can keep this going for hours. I don't want to. I think I've made my point. It just is not, it's not about those of you who say, oh, everybody complains about America and yada, yada. America's done a lot of bad things. Not that it hasn't done a lot of good things. It's done more good, way more good than bad. But for God's sakes, stand up and be a man or a woman about it and take the credit and find somebody who can lead the country who's going to fix the problems that you think need to be fixed. Look at all the problems that you hear Donald Trump talking about. They're all, if not all of them, most of them are related to bad management, bad leadership, and the problems around the world that haven't been solved are a result of bad management and bad leadership. That's what it is. And in the NFL, is Bill Belichick the best manager and is Brady the best player? Well, I guess it depends on how you measure it. I don't think so because I don't like to think that cheating is the way to win. But they've obviously been accused of it in a certain way. The Deflategate is cheating or it isn't. The way they listen, I mean, whatever it takes to win is what some people say. Donald Trump would tell you that. You said that, Richie, a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes to win. You know, if I'd had that attitude, I'd probably be on twice as many radio stations as I am today. If I'd have done anything for anybody.
No, and I agree. I mean, I think Belichick is a whatever it takes to win kind of guy. And I do think he had information that he stole and used. Brady's a crybaby and has a big ego, but, you know, the guy does a great job. He's the best.
He is. He's getting paid.
I don't think he cheated. I don't think Deflategate was
anything. He is getting paid for doing what he is. He's getting a lot of money because he's doing what he's getting paid to do. He gets results.
I grew up in the era of Art Monk and Daryl Green, where they quietly were the best.
Yep.
And they proved it on the field.
I grew up in the era of Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, Havlicek, Bob Cousy, those guys.
Those guys are all drunks, though.
Well, but
my guys were good guys.
They know how to win games, whether they were drunk or sober. They know how to win games. Williams wasn't. Mantle was. And I don't know about Bob Cousy. I think Havlicek, not Havlicek, the guy that did play-by-play for a long time, Tommy Heinsohn. Those guys. But those are the people that I grew up with, and they had something going for them. Or at least I thought they did. I didn't. Yeah. I've never been dissuaded that Ted Williams wasn't, he wasn't a very pleasant guy. That I know about him. He was not a pleasant human being. But maybe we just didn't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe I just hit the red light or the white light just went on. The switch just got flipped. Maybe because we know so much about everybody and everything these days, even if what we know isn't true, it spoils it for, if we don't know, what's the old expression? Ignorance is bliss. You don't know, how can it hurt you?
you know, it would be interesting. My light bulb just went off.
Good, another one.
So I was just sitting here thinking about, I grew up with, you know, the Washington Redskins of the 80s and Darryl Green and Art Monk and Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Gibbs is just class all the way through, just a nice guy. I would like to follow kids that grew up with different, idolizing different teams and see how those kids grew up. So if you grew up watching the Bill Belichicks, where, hey, you know, maybe we'll bend the rules a little bit to be able to get ahead, versus the Joe Gibbs, where you play it straight and work hard and whatever happens, happens, and see whether what kind of an influence those guys have over a generation of kids in those towns. Yeah. I think that would be fascinating.
All right. I think we got that taken care of. I tied all the stories that are important together. I was genius there, I thought.
Watch
and I didn't let you push me off the cart either.
Good for you.
Yeah.
For standing up to the big man on the campus.
Yeah. The big bullies.
Learning how to stand up for yourself. Good job.
After 51 years on the air, I finally know how to do this.
Oh, he's always calling me a bully. Look at you. You're
funny. Is Goodell a bully?
Is Goodell a bully?
Is he a bully?
No, I don't think he's a bully.
Okay.
He just doesn't seem like the type.
Let's talk about something that's really cool. Something we can all agree on. The impact of Neo 40 and Super Beats.
I'm
all
over it. All
agree, Richie, Kenny, and I can all agree.
Can't start my day without my Neo 40.
Due to personal experience, more stamina, more energy, more awareness. I feel it, I see it, I know it. Get the benefits of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. Do not let a day go by when you don't take it. I know my pal has a glass of it before she goes to the gym to work out every day. Neo 40, you start your day. Neo 40 is Super Beets in a concentrated form, like a little pellet that melts in your mouth, not in your hands. But it doesn't taste like M&M's. It does a lot more good for you than M&M's, but basically it's quickly absorbed into your system, so bingo, out of the gate. Don't have to have a cup of coffee in the morning. All you need is a Neo 40, and you get both of them by dialing 800-655-4183. Call that number now. If you haven't ordered Super Beats, or if you might not be on to Neo 40 yet, now's the time to get in on the special deals for the folks who listen to Good Day. Call 800-655-4183. Get all the benefits of Neo 40. 2 boxes, buy them. You'll get a free box of Super Beats. And you'll get the book on nitric oxide. You'll get the saliva testing strips. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Neo 40 and Super Beats together at 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Don't let another day go by without getting onto this program. It is the coolest, the best. It's so rewarding. It really is. I find it rewarding as somebody who's able to pitch this stuff and actually have people send me notes that say, hey, this is really good. It is what you said it was, and it is. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. The football season's kicking off, and that means time to get ready for tailgate parties at the stadium or even at home. Lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with 2 brands to help football celebrations score big this year. Justine, what's one of your top tailgating must-haves?
You can't talk about tailgating without talking about your meats, and I have the perfect option for you. It's the all-new line of Pitmaster Perfected Smithfield Dry Season Ribs. Now, they give you that authentic barbecue restaurant-quality taste, but you can make them right at home in less than 2 hours. Now, I'm a big fan of the bold and spicy Southwest-style peppercorn, and I really love that you have the option to prepare them on the grill or in the oven. They also have 3 new regionally inspired flavors coming out in select markets.
Do you have something that pairs well with ribs?
That I do. So another tailgate essential you must have is the right barbecue sauce. Now, I've found some amazing options from Stubbs Legendary Barbecue. They're right out of Austin, Texas, and the number one premium barbecue sauces, rubs, and marinades in the country. Now, I'm a big fan of the Stubbs Original. It's this great mix of tangy tomato, vinegar, molasses, and black pepper.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get at our television report. Tom Parsons under the weather, so whatever travel news. There actually is some interesting travel news if you relate what's going on with the airlines to that. I guess the big headline this week is what's going on at United Airlines with the CEO resigning after he was paying off, essentially paying off the guy that runs the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey.
Oops.
Yeah, right. And so somebody... It's interesting also to see how this investigation could affect Chris Christie. This is an offshoot, by the way, if you didn't know it, of the so-called Bridgegate case, in which a lot of officials were... ordering lanes to be closed at the foot of the busiest bridge in the country as a revenge for a Democratic mayor's refusal to endorse the re-election of Chris Christie. And so from that, looking into the various people who are in positions of power, guess what showed up?
Alleged, anyway.
Oh, of course, yes, alleged.
Well, no, he was never convicted or even charged with anything.
But you know what? The other thing, if Parsons were here, I'd be calling attention to how wonderfully well, those of you who remember this from a couple of days ago, the crew, and whether they're on the ground at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas or the crew of that British Airways plane, there was a fire that developed when a piece of the tire broke away, got into the, banged up and into the engine. The engine exploded, caught fire, plane screeched to a halt. I mean, this plane was on the, it was at 140 miles an hour going down the runway, and you take off at 180 miles an hour, so it wasn't very, it wasn't, it was fast enough for the tire to explode and pieces of it to get into the engine, and they slowed it down, stopped it, and were smart enough to do all of the things that shut off fuel, electricity to the engine,
trying to pull that lever that puts the stuff on the engine to put out a fire as much as they could. And get everybody off that plane in 90 seconds. And then within 3 minutes, the fire crews were there. That was, you look at the events of this week, it could have been a complete disaster were it not for the experience and the knowledge of that pilot and the way the ground crews handled putting the fire out. That plane could have easily exploded, easily, under the circumstances. You don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to look at it and see how it could have very easily been a whole different turn for those 189 people who were on that plane. God bless all the people that worked so hard to make that come out the right way. Okay, so anyway, that's our travel report. Television report in just a moment here on Good Day.
Oh, okay.
You want me to do it and not bother with commercials?
No, I need one right here.
All right, go ahead.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Okay, so in terms of television, you know, the discussion this week, a lot of it has been on Stephen Colbert and his late-night program, which has gone quite well. I've actually listened to some of the audio because I don't stay up that late. And it was, I thought, some good interviews. There was some funny stuff there. It may be another case of me misjudging him like I did Ben Carson. I don't tell you I'm perfect. I make mistakes.
No,
I haven't had much use for Ben Carson. I haven't had much use for Colbert over the years, but I think he started out well.
And by the way, much different than the show he used to do.
Yeah, it is. It's completely different, Kenny. Apparently, this show almost didn't get on the air the first night because of a lot of technical glitches that prevented the producers from sending in finished product to the network because they had pieces coming in from everywhere and they're trying to do a whole lot. And they were working on it down to 4 minutes before it went on the air.
Really?
Yep. So, a pretty interesting reality. Vivica A. Fox is joining Empire as the oldest sister of Taraji Henson. Is that how you pronounce her name? Woman that was on Person of Interest.
Sure.
It's Taraj or Taraji?
I don't know.
Anybody know? Taraji. Anyway, she's quite a good actress, I thought. Plays the part of Cookie Lyon. So that's just something that if you're a fan of that show, you look forward to. Brian Williams starts his new gig on September 22nd at MSNBC. In concert with the Pope visiting the United States, he's going to comment on the news. Not a bad gig at 14 million a year. Huh?
Would you imagine that, though, down at MSNBC?
Right. I think I'll still take the 14 million, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not?
Al Roker's off the Weather Channel. See you later, Al. Cutting the budget there. 59 after the hour.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.